Take a breath. Take another breath. And let yourself go more deeply into this place of being honored, being activated by the Star Mothers. Feel the energy in the room and know, without thinking, that they are with you. They are with us. There is a light and a love from the hearts of the Star Mothers that surround this family. It comes from within us, that spark, that sweet, soft star seed that has been left with us all these millennia and is now opening, awakening into a flame of divine love that is in front of you as you live your life each day with your own wisdom. What you learned those many, many millennia ago is inside of you, and it's ready to come forward for you to live as each moment.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. It's not a long channeling, but it's important, especially for those who would call yourself old soul, or would sit here or listen and say, I am indeed a worker of the light. If you have come across this particular message, dear ones, and you don't know what an old soul is or a light worker, and you don't call yourself one of those, this may be a mystery. But we are talking mostly now, to this particular group in this city of Columbus, Ohio. The area is specific. All areas contain attributes that are different, dear ones, because you are in a different part of the continent or your family or your group or even of the planet. Sometimes a city will have collected together as a population and you wouldn't know it, but it's connected to another city through a strand that goes through the earth in a way that I cannot explain to you and will come out the other side, not necessarily in a straight line. And there will be a confluence of consciousness where you will affect another city for what you do here. Sometimes you pull together areas around you. You are the hub, many times, of energies completely around you, depending upon where you are on the planet, depending upon the consciousness that is here. And we have said this wherever we have gone. My partner has put me into some places that were so profound, especially those places in Europe which have a history that is grand and great. It is 5 and 6 times as long as yours here. And you can imagine the things that have happened there and the culmination of energies that pile up there and the work that has to be done there. You can imagine the number of portals, if you want to call them that. They're focused energy points that might move around there that light workers like you are put there for so they can work with them. Again, I tell you, if you've just come across this message, That's going to sound odd and strange. How do you work with a portal? And the answer is carefully. But with energy, you understand. Old soul, worker of the light, you know what to do. You become an anchor. You can imagine your hands stretched out, and in each hand you're holding things together. And that might sound odd or strange, but you know it's true. And that's what you do. Some of you know that you're put in a place to anchor, to hold together. And you are. And you stay put because of these things. Others of you feel that you are here to create an energy or hold an energy that perhaps would change if you weren't here. Now that's the simplest form of this I can give you. It's complex. Some of you are the New Age gypsies, and you understand you must move around. And the moving around is because you have something to offer wherever you go. And you might come to one place and you know you're finished, and you go to another. This is a great consternation, perhaps, to your partners. We're happy wherever they are, just in time for you to say, we're leaving. But this is an old soul's intuitive attribute. It borders on mastery, that of knowing what you're doing, why you're here. In the audience, there are channelers, there are healers, there are readers. But you all are what I'll call creative energy. You're all creative, all of you. Creatives are a special breed. Old souls, not all of you, understand this. Some old souls are very linear because they must be in order to fit in with the rest of the earth. And your part in all of this is to carry that which is beautiful and practical and lovely to your workplace, to your children. To those around you who perhaps would never be in a meeting like this. And you wouldn't understand holding energy for the planet. You'd understand creating loving energy in your workplace. You might be concentrated on 5 people or 10 people for most of your life. And you will affect them, dear ones. And then there are others that feel the burden of thousands. And both of you have tasks which absolutely are commensurate with your consciousness. And that means that you're never given a metaphysical task that is beyond that which there would be the desire of who you are. I want to take you for a moment to the consciousness of an artist. Let's make it a painter, or a composer, or a sculptor, or a writer. And they all have something in common. They're creatives. And I want to tell you what their process is. And some of you will relate to this, listening or hear. And here is the process. It takes several hours, sometimes, to work your way into a pure creative energy. Let's say you're a composer or a writer. This is very common because there are more of you than sculptors and painters. And you get to that place and in comes the flow. And boy, can you feel it. Now, at that moment, at that second, you know it's happening. And you're flowing with it. I'll tell you something that I know that no one would know unless they were standing there, observing there. Sometimes you're laughing because it feels so good. There's joy in the flow, and you're writing and you're composing, and you know it. And in comes the magic of the intuition. And you go, and you go, and sometimes hours will go by, and you're not aware. You're just going. Sometimes you'll miss a meal, or two, or three. Sometimes a day will go by. And if there's no one to interrupt you, you'll stay in that place, and out will flow, and out will come beauty. What's the worst thing that could happen during that time? And the answer is the phone rings. Or someone comes into the room. Because that's where you want to be alone. But at some level, you know you're not alone. You're not alone at all. There is something with you that supports you. And in that support, dear ones, there's not anger or seriousness. There's joy. Because you're in the flow. Now that's a creative human. It has nothing to do necessarily with being a channeler or being a healer. And yet it does, because they are channeling their work. A writer, a painter, a sculptor, a poet, they're all channeling their work. And if you stop and you analyze and ask any of them intellectually what truly is happening when you're in that state, every single one of them will tell you it's a state where I receive things that are not my own. They come from somewhere else. Some of the most beautiful melodies that will stick with you for life have come from that place. From composers both alive and passed over. It will come back and come back. Both in classical and popular music, channeled. And when you sing them to yourselves, you'll feel a little bit of that peace and the joy, won't you? It soothes your soul to hear them over and over, doesn't it? That's the power of channeling. So now you're a metaphysical worker, and this audience or listening, I want you to apply the same attributes, because they're there. You get to a certain place in that creativeness that is your own, and suddenly you know you have help, and suddenly you don't want to be disturbed. You don't want the phone to ring. You don't want anybody to say anything, because it rips you out of that space. How do you know, channeler, healer, reader, writer of spirituality, how do you know when you're in that place? I will tell you, the first thing you will feel is joy. If you don't feel joy, you're not quite there. Or you're taking it too seriously. Because the true attribute of the purity of the creative source is release. And you release all of the burdens that you have in order to do the work. And here's what I want to tell you, because there are some of you that carry the burdens right into it. Let's say that you were a holder of the energy of this planet, of this area. Let's say you're an architect. And you know what that means. Let's say that you are part of holding things together, old soul, and you know it. And you say, I'm tired. Let me ask you, what are you tired of? When there's joy and there's magnificence and you're working the puzzle in those attributes, how can you be tired of joy? And the answer is because in the old energy, it was a lot more work than it is now. Did you hear what my partner said earlier today about the energy has changed and your relationship to it has changed? Therefore, holding things together doesn't require heavy lifting anymore, because you have changed. Your magnificence, dear ones, is amplified in this new energy. If you don't know that now, it's time you did. It's time you claimed it And stop being tired when you hold the energy. And understand that there is joy here. It's a place where you want to be. An old energy idea is that it's exhausting. There used to be an idea that if you saw a channeler, the channeler would sit in the chair, and by the time they were done, they were exhausted. Ask my partner. He gets out of the chair, figuratively wants to go to the disco. It's invigorating. Later in the day, he'll crash. But right afterwards, it's invigorating. I have told him this. I said, when you sit in that space, you don't age. Stay there. You sit in that space where he is right now. There's a bubble around him. And he's not going to age. Not when he's sitting in the chair. Not when he's doing this. Because there is a bubble around him. A creative bubble that says, things are different. There's a sacred creative energy that sits upon you. And there's joy that comes in. And you can't help but tell all those around you that it's there. Healer, listen, it's the same. When you walk into the room, reader, it's the same. The one sitting in front of you, perhaps you've never seen them before, they walk in the door. I want you to suspend all of those thoughts that say, well, here's what's going on with them. Well, I'm looking at their face. Well, I feel this energy. Instead, I want you to suspend it and go to that place of joy and read them. And their mouth will hang open when you tell them their life. Because that is the power you have in this new energy that you didn't even think you had. Healer, I want you to think of what you normally do, and I want you to multiply it 2, 3, 4 times and expect that. And don't be shocked when it happens. All of you, no matter what you're doing, old soul, light worker, no matter what you're facilitating, astrologer, tarot reader, whatever you're facilitating, whoever it is, the human being in front of you, I want you to expect something far grander and greater than you have ever seen before. This is an energy since 2012. It's only 7 years old, and already you feel the amplification. The amplification is you. Because the darkness of this planet is starting to subside. And there are those of you who say, wait a minute, I don't believe it. I watch the news. And we'll say it again. Did you really expect an angel to come down and touch the planet and everything would be just wonderful? In a practical way, you're experiencing a 12-year reboot. And that means that all the darkness, all the issues, all the problems that have all been there will come oozing out of the woodwork in ways you never expected, will shock some of you. The issues that you're having, whether they're in politics or business, that are brand new, whether they're in social things that are brand new, and you're watching the darkness ooze out and expose itself finally. That is what I'm talking about. And you're going to see more. Certain systems are broken. And you're realizing that. They're not working like the design was in another energy. They're not. You got to redesign them. Some of them have to almost completely break before you can fix them. And some of them, you'll catch them in time. But that's what this reboot is about. Meanwhile, if you're a light worker, if you're a healer, if you're a channeler, all that you are will start to enhance. And some of you will start to ask questions. What's happening? I've told you this before. Isn't it odd that when things change, especially spiritually, the first thing a human does is say, what did I do wrong? You realize, don't you, that's built in. Change, especially spiritual change, often comes with an attribute that will poke the self-worth of an individual into a place where they'll say, I'm not really certain I'm doing it right anymore because it's change. We told you before that it's like the radio station you were tuned into, the spiritual station, has gone to a higher frequency, but your receiver hasn't. And the idea is find the new station. And there'll be many of you who say, well, how do I do that? And it's so simple. Ask where it went. And say, dear Spirit, I want the new station. I'm standing ready with all the talents of an old soul. Show it to me. And it won't be long before it tunes itself in. But you got to be ready for change. You can't say, well, tune me to the new station and keep everything the same. But you do, don't you? Human nature does not accept or want or like or realize change. Not really. And so this is the plea to those in the audience, to the old soul, to anyone listening to this who is a worker. Open yourself up to things you don't expect, and don't cling to what always worked. Expect more. There's two people sitting in front of me right now that have a project that you're thinking about doing. And there's worry. Will it work? Will it not work? One of you tried it before and it failed. My message to you two, go for it. And you will find an energy open up that you didn't expect, because it's time, dear ones. The path has been greased with the 2012 energy, with the darkness starting to diminish. The light is coming on. Projects now will succeed where they didn't before, on an individual basis. Things are different. Things are different. This message I've given before, and I'll give it again. I'll give it again and again, because so many have to hear it, who have come into this planet, who are now realizing why they're here and what's happening to them. Blessed is that human being who wakes up to the magnificence of who they are and what's possible in the joy and the love of God at this time on the planet. And so it is.